Princess Cruises and Holland America cancel their early season cruises to Alaska in 2021. And the first baby of the year delivered at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau is from Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Two cruise lines have canceled at least some of their sailings to Alaska in 2021. Princess Cruises announced it was pausing all operations through at least May 14th. Holland America will cancel all Alaska cruises through mid-May and three additional sailings in early June, the pair of Carnival Corporation subsidiaries said in statements on Wednesday. It's another blow to Southeast Alaska's tourism economy, which accounted for around 18% of jobs in the region in 2019. Most visitors arrived on a cruise ship. More than 1.4 million passengers were projected to arrive last year before the pandemic hit. The Centers for Disease Control still warns against sailing on cruise ships with its highest risk rating. But this season, it'll give local ports the authority to approve COVID-19 mitigation plans drawn up by individual cruise lines before they unload passengers. Coastal communities across Alaska continue to work on establishing protocols on how and when they will be ready for cruise ships to return. The first baby of 2021 born at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau is going home to Skagway. Madeline Rose McAllister came into the world at 7:50 on Tuesday morning. Her parents are just happy that she wasn't born in 2020. KTOO's Jennifer Pemberton has the story.
The expecting couple, mom Alexis Forehand and dad Kevin McAllister, live in Skagway. They came to Juneau several weeks ago because they thought their baby was due on December 6th.
And then once we got here to Juneau, they realized that there was a mistake and the due date was actually, she was due a month later than previously thought.
McAllister works at the Canadian border crossing in Skagway, and he didn't have anyone who could sub for him at work, so he's been traveling back and forth to Juneau on weekends since November. But even with that hassle and the extra month in the hospital, he's still glad his daughter was born in 2021.
I'm glad 2020 is over, just in general.
Subtract 9 months from now, and that puts us back at the end of March, which is when COVID-19 came to Alaska. So Madeline Rose is definitely a pandemic baby. McAllister and Forehand were living in Georgia back then. They found out she was pregnant right as they were about to move to Skagway.
Skagway, where we lived, there was no COVID there, like forever. And then right around the time, like it was time to go to Juneau, we started getting our first cases and all. So we just kind of stayed away from everybody.
McAllister says he felt really safe at Bartlett. They got COVID tested when they were admitted to the hospital. One of the perks of being born at Juneau's hospital is that the first baby of the year gets a special keepsake, a wooden cradle in the shape of a boat, handmade by the emergency department director, Dr. Lindy Jones, who used to deliver babies at the hospital. McAllister didn't know they were in the running for a prize.
We didn't know about it until the ladies here brought it through the door. It's absolutely awesome. It's a work of art. I mean, it's got all copper nails. Everything's been hand cut.
The couple has two other small children at home in Skagway, a boy who's 2 and a girl who's 3.
We probably won't be home an hour, and they're going to be sitting in this thing with their fishing poles.
And props to Alexis Forehand, who labored for 26 hours before delivering her 9.5-pound baby girl. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
A new project from the Chilkat Valley Historical Society aims to teach locals how to plant their own fruit trees and increase the number of orchards in Haines. The initiative ties the history of local horticulture with the potential for more local fruit production in the future. Over 100 years ago, homesteaders such as Charles Anway experimented with some of the first apple and cherry orchards in Haines. Some of those trees are still standing today, according to local fruit tree enthusiast Burl Sheldon.
We have a number of very old and craggy and rather mostly neglected trees here that Anway planted or other people around his time. Charles Anway, I don't think, was actually the first person to plant apple trees here.
Sheldon has been tending his own fruit trees on the Chilkat Peninsula for the past 15 years. He says he has seen an upsurgence in gardening in recent years, but he would like to see more people plant and maintain fruit-bearing trees. For the past few years, he and the Chilkat Valley Historical Society have been developing an educational project to promote local orchard development.
We're getting the best information that we can about fruit tree growing first, but also adapting it to our area, because there's really some unique stuff going on here.
Over the course of 9 workshops, participants will learn how to successfully plant an orchard that can thrive in the particular light, climate, and soil structure of the Chilkat Valley. The course will cover how to find a site and prepare it for an orchard, planting, pruning, and grafting, among other topics. Haines resident Blythe Carter will lead the first workshop. She says when she first started planting her orchard, there were not a lot of local resources available to learn how.
There was a bunch of little books that I read here and there and articles, but you always had to apply that I'm in Southeast Alaska and not down in the lower 48. So that was always a bit of a challenge, trying to interpret that from our perspective. Even the stuff, the information up from like Fairbanks and stuff, they have a much hotter, shorter but hotter summers. And so you always had to take that with a grain of salt.
Carter has had success growing apples, plums, pears, and sweet cherries, among other fruits. She says it was a long process, but worth the effort.
It's very rewarding. You bite into that first ripe fruit that grew in your own backyard, and it tastes so good. So, it's keep your eye on the prize, I guess, when you're trying fruit.
The Chilkat Valley Orchard Project is funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and workshops are free for participants. The first Zoom class is on Saturday at 4 p.m. For details on how to register and more information about the project, visit cvorchardproject.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.